Welcome to the show, ADHD. I have a special guest here. It's not Weebs.
Finally.
It's Katie. I never thought she'd be back.
I didn't either.
But it just took me seriously accommodating to your every need to make it happen.
Once I gave you my rider and...
You know, I had to get all the red M&Ms together and put them in one bowl.
Is this noise coming through?
I don't care. Doesn't matter. Probably is. We have Booger here, who is
Bug Knight.
He's a Frank Harper's dog.
His son, former guest.
So, what you been up to?
You know, just massive anxiety and depression, and
okay, moving on. I think you know what I've been.
I won't cry. I won't weebs it.
I don't know. Weebs didn't weebs it, so I don't know.
You're really scraping the bottom of the barrel this week. Was Chi-Chi busy and you had to...
Chi-Chi's no longer on the show anymore.
You're lying.
No, I am.
You are lying.
Yeah, I am. Like, he went... Chi-Chi's on tour.
On tour?
Yeah, he's on tour with System of a Down.
No, he's not.
I know. I made that up.
What is really happening?
He's on tour, though, but he's not... He's on, like, I don't know... The Selena tribute band or something. He's on.
Rest in peace, Selena.
For real, I have no idea what he's doing. I have no idea. The only thing is, he's like, I'm on tour, and I'm like, you mean getting in your van and like with like five dudes, nuts to butts?
Oh, I saw his ladies on a cruise.
What?
Yeah. Maybe. No Chi-Chi.
What?
He's not in any of the pictures.
Well, I think that's the way it's done, right? As you. You get hooked up in the pictures all the time. I think she's like ashamed of him.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah,
I always have been.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's the reason why we give him a nickname and not his real name. You know, just jumping into some random shit. You know what I recently got into?
Ass play.
No, I've been into ass play, cosplay.
Take a picture of you.
One thing I did get into is The Sopranos.
I thought you were already into it.
I'd never seen it.
Shut up. Do you want to do Sopranos with me? I'll kick Logan to the curb.
It's Sopran Bros now.
Sopran Bros, fuck you.
Oh, my God. I'm on season 4, episode 1.
When did you start?
I started it like...
Yesterday.
No. I started it like probably about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
You know what? That's one that I still need to get into.
What?
The Sopranos.
What, you haven't watched it yet?
No, because I was waiting. I watched the pilot, and I was waiting to... I might have seen 2 episodes.
Jesus.
But I was waiting to, you know, for Sopranos, and no, just
start it. Just get into it.
I'm going to.
Dude.
I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, I can't believe you've never watched The Sopranos.
Well,
it's look, like my... It's my heritage.
It is your heritage. You'll love it. I think you will, because I didn't think I was going to like it. But because it's like, oh, it's 1999, dude.
It's crazy.
You're just like, how can I relate to a fucking show that's been on it's 20 years old.
Doesn't that one guy look exactly like Joey Diaz?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He looks very close. Like
to the point where I was like, is that him? Diaz in The Sopranos?
For some reason, I thought you were watching it. So I was just like, oh, that's perfect. I'll talk to Katie about Sopranos. You still haven't seen it.
No.
That's terrible. Well, get on it. I mean, it's fucking good. So I guess that's that. It goes all
drinking,
the time.
Drinking some Pedialyte.
For what? Oh, you're hydrating. How was the improv last night?
It was okay. Actually, it was good. But I went to film Joni Mitchell's set.
Uh-huh.
And apparently you need approval.
What?
Even in the lab, which I think is ridiculous. But even if you get approval, basically if you get approval, you're signing something saying that you're not going to post any part of it on social media. All you can do is like submit it to festivals or whatever.
Sure. Like have it for your own personal
game. I think that's so dumb. Like the whole point is he wanted like a clip to put on Instagram or whatever. So I just drank heavily and then I went to the store after like pretty late. It's one of my friends, my friend Mitchell, she was working the back bar. So I wanted to
very nice
see her.
I went to the store a few times, but one time Cuban and Crispy hit me up and said, hey, I have these tickets to this Rogan show. And I'm like, why are you buying tickets to the Rogan? Like, anyways,
I would never buy tickets to anything.
I mean, he apparently he was taking somebody, they dropped out, and he's just like, I have this extra ticket. He's a big fan, randomly, of Theo Von.
I love Theo.
I like Theo.
Best mullet in the business. I've always said that.
I like Theo too. I mean, but the thing is, I think he had to learn a little bit about show business because he was like, we're talking to Theo. I mean, I'm not saying I know Theo very well. I mean, we worked together on a few podcasts, no big deal. But the character that he plays on his show is a character, right? It's not
Yeah,
him.
It's a much exaggerated version. Yeah, 100%.
So,
and even like from a couple years ago when I would see him, it's increased quite a bit.
Completely. Like you could tell that it's based on some truths of like a lot of different people that he's lived with, and it's in him too. But I mean, when I had worked with him in like 2012 or 13, whatever, he wasn't
pre-mullet.
Yeah, he wasn't really going hard. He had a few sayings that were fucking funny.
Yeah.
And he had a few things to be like, oh shit, that's that, you know, like you have a few catchphrases, but now he has like from front to back, every single thing you need a Theo Von dictionary. To
pretty much.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all like dark arts, man, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like I saw this fucking video. I think Chris sent it to me where he's like, oh, I was known to have really good clavicles. And every time I pass by, they say, look at the vickles on that, man. I was just like, it was just like.
Did Chris listen to him like when he's on Rogan? Because you get more of a.
Yeah,
you know, he's not exactly the same as he is on stage. He still kind of drops in
or on his podcast. His podcast is like heavy. Like what
his
is
his podcast? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
he's really leaning into that
for sure. He did see it, but he did see him on Rogan. Actually, that's how he got into him.
Oh,
because Chris became a big Rogan fan.
Nice.
And it's so funny because I mean, I've been living with the dude for a minute. I was living with him for like 3-4 years in the heyday of me being in podcasts. And I try to tell him about these comics, but he wasn't into it. And he's like, hey, bro, dude, you heard of this guy named Bert Kreischer? Dude, he's fucking dope. And I'm just like, dude.
I hate when people do that. That makes me so crazy. Like, I had one of my best friends, like, in college and still to
this day,
one
of my best friends. Tom Segura, bro? Tom Segura is dope. And I'm like, dude, what are you even like? Dude, like, it's so disappointing. You're just like, I get it, because Rogan put him on.
But it's also like, it would happen with my friend all the time with shows. I'd be like, hey, you need to watch this show. You need, like, you know, and then, you know, months later, she'd be like, have you ever heard of The Wire? I'm like, you fucking cunt. I'm like, I've been telling you to watch The Wire for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then she's also the person who, like, she's only half listening a lot of times, so like I'll say something, and then 30 seconds later, she'll repeat it to me as if it's her own thought. I'm like, I literally just said that to you verbatim. Yeah.
You're like, hey, I think it's a good idea to get ice cream right now. And you're like, mm-hmm. Hey, I want some ice cream. Let's go to that place. And you're like, wait a second. Yeah.
And she also gets shit wrong. Like, I remember she started watching, I think it was like White Collar. That's a show, right? And she's like, yeah, this show is so good. This guy like gets out of prison and, you know, they wear suits, so it's called Suits. And it was a total different show. It wasn't even the same thing at all. Or even worse than like people thinking something was their own idea.
That was such a dumb comment because people wear suits. It's called Suits. People wear clothes, so it's called Clothes. It's just like, what the fuck is that?
Suits is like obviously a real show. And so I think I watched maybe the first episode of Suits. I'm like, this is nothing like you described. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I guess it's White Collar.
They wear a lot of white collars. So it's like,
so it's called, yeah. Jesus. They're priests. So it's called White Collar.
Jeez.
But my sister, like, I was telling her to watch Arrested Development forever.
Yeah.
And then she never would. And then, you know, she was dating some guy and he wanted to watch it. And she was like, oh my God, I love this show. I'm like, bitch.
I've been, yeah.
You wouldn't listen to me, but you're going to listen to this fucking jabron.
For real.
So people are fucking dumb sheep.
It's a shame sometimes, honestly. But, you know, you got to just roll with it because people are dumb fucktards, you know, always on their phones.
People are dumb fucktards.
I got caught a few times being a fucktard. I was, like, on my phone during a podcast interview, and I heard, you know, you're halfway listening.
Yeah.
And I was recording it, and I got this message that I needed to, like, send. So I was, like, sending it, and I overheard them. Oh, blah, 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 Baywatch, blah, 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 Pamela Anderson, blah, blah, blah. And they're in the porn industry. So they were talking. I was like, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden I hear, Ernie, help me out here. Who is the guy? I go, Tommy Lee, right? Because I was thinking, she goes, Tommy, you're obviously not fucking listening. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, you weren't asking about who one of Pamela Anderson's sex tape partners was.
Yep.
It wasn't. Who honked that horn with his dick?
They're like, and then the other girl, the other host or the other guest said, David Hasselhoff. And I'm like, ouch. Like, it was just, so I would have gotten it. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
But I fucking half took in the information and sped out some random ass thing just to be like, me first. I know what you're talking about. So I don't know. And at that moment I thought, this is what being a fucktard feels like, huh? Huh, booger?
Boogie, chill out.
No, I don't want to fuck with him.
He's gonna bite you.
I know. He doesn't bite hard. Get out of here. Anyway.
So what have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been up to Sopranos. I told Cheech to get into it because we switched shows. He told me.
Cheech hasn't watched it either?
He just finished it recently.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, hey, or maybe he just recently started it. I think that's, he wanted to start Sopran Bros for sure.
You guys are such
I told him I haven't watched it, and he goes, it's one of the best shows ever. And I'm like, for real, ever? And he's like,
it's still one of the like most top rated shows.
And I told him, he told me, what's your favorite show? And I go, I like Mad Men a lot.
I feel like Mad Men, like, I used to watch it. I haven't seen them all, but I feel like not much really was happening ever.
Yeah, nothing happens.
It's just like, well, I'm going to bang my secretary, I'm going to have a drink and smoke in my office.
Yeah, I know. I mean, now that people are, like, Cheech actually mentioned that. He's like, this is a great show, but I don't know why I'm watching it.
Yeah, nothing would happen. But it was, like, kind of soothing almost. Like,
I don't know.
I used to like to kind of just throw it on and, like, you know, you don't have to get too invested in anything.
Yeah.
I've been watching Good Girls, which has Christina Hendricks.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of Mad Men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is her boobs are so big.
Yeah, they are. I wonder if they were real or she got implants.
I wonder too. I feel like they're real.
Well,
she wears a good bra because them bitches be perky.
Well, I'd imagine, yeah, that they are pretty real. But the thing is that I saw the pilot of Mad Men. And to, like, the actual series when they got picked up, they grew substantially.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, they were always big. I guess maybe her dress wasn't as flattering or whatever. Or maybe she didn't have a push-up bra or something. I don't know. If you see photos of Christina Hendricks with in the pilot of Mad Men, she doesn't have big rocket fucking tits like she has now. Like,
I feel like she looks a lot different now than she did on Mad Men.
Dude, she's so hot. I just love a full-figured woman. You know what I mean? Just like a very voluptuous.
Her Christina Hendricks. Is it Hendricks or Hendrickson? What is it?
I think it's Hendricks.
Boobs. Real.
Yeah, so Mad Men is like...
Well, in 2011 they were real, according to her, but... things could have changed.
No, if they're real in 2011, then they've always been real because I think 2015 was the last season of Mad Men. I don't know. Anyway.
How's the show been going? Probably like way worse since I left.
Yeah, I mean, we hit an all-time high in downloads this past month. It's actually coming back up.
Interesting.
Yeah, very good. It's true.
Because you've just been teasing my return.
Yeah, we talk about you. Basically, it's just a fucking recap of all your Instagram stories.
I love it.
We just go through Katie's Instagram stories and we're like, what do you think she was doing then? And then we had like a big serial thing where it's like, where is Katie?
Yeah, just change it to KDHD.
Yeah, no, totally. It is. We're changing the name too. It's not gonna be ADHD anymore.
Yeah
so we'll
yeah, you need something that like when you look it up it's not like the 400th podcast that comes up
399. Thank you very much.
So, like, self-help. My kid has ADHD.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny when you're trying to, like, get people to watch it or listen to it.
Have you, I don't know if this has been touched on because I don't listen anymore. I do download it. I still support and subscribe, but I just have no interest in listening because I'm not on it.
You pulled your $3 donation.
Sure did.
Yeah, I know. Times are hard. I get it.
Yeah, they are. Cool. Have you guys touched on Leaving Neverland or Abducted in Plain Sight?
No, Leaving Neverland just came out, we couldn't have done it.
Have you seen it?
I refuse to watch it.
Oh, you don't want to tarnish your...
I love Michael.
All right, well, I'll tell you. So Michael Jackson would make kids spread their butt cheeks and he would jerk off and they would give each other BJs.
I can't hear you right now. So it's a booger. You know what? Stop.
What about Abducted in Plain Sight?
All right, what is that about?
Wild. Really? So it's on Netflix. It's like maybe like an hour and a half. It's just a one-shot thing.
Dude, we talked about this on Wednesday's show. Netflix just has a shit ton of fucking shit. They just put out so much stuff. I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a great show. Abducted in Plain Sight had like a proper marketing, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it was...
Commercials, billboards.
Well, it's not a show. It's just like a documentary sort of thing. But it's about... So this girl... Her name is Jan. She was, I think, maybe 9.
Okay.
And so her parents were really good friends with another couple, and they had like kids the same age, so they would always hang out, and the dad of the other family was like obsessed with her, like weirdly obsessed with her, and he kidnaps her, I believe, on 2 separate occasions. And you know, he's like, she's in the back of an RV and he sets it up so that she thinks she's been abducted by aliens. Like, he puts this, like, recorder or, like, the speaker next to her and it's, like, you know, does this alien voice or whatever and is, like, oh, your mission is to have a child with this guy. They called him B. I think his name was Bob. By the time you're 16, or your siblings are going to die, or your sister's going to go blind, and, you know, the world will end if you don't.
Wow.
So she thought she had to fuck him.
That's awesome. What's it called again? I want to
Abducted in Plain Sight.
I want to try that with some.
Yeah,
it's just that.
And she was like in love with him, which is like also in Leaving Neverland. Like the 2 guys they interviewed, they were like, "Yeah, I was in love with Michael." It's like, you're 7. So the crazy things about Abducted in Plain Sight is, one, he's like molesting her, and then he has a therapist who allegedly tells him, oh, you know, in order to get, you know, fix this, you need to sleep in the bed with this kid.
Wow.
And he told the parents, my therapist said I need to sleep with her. They're like, okay. Then you find out the dad went on a drive with him one day, and he goes, well, you know, I'm just so horny, and I just need some relief, and this is like what friends do for each other. So the dad jerks him off in the car. Then you find out the mom was having an affair with him, too. The whole family was fucking this dude. The kid, the mom, the dad.
Huh.
It's nuts.
I think that's a great... good by him. I mean, he just like...
He's crushing it.
He's killing it right now.
But I think the moral of the story for both of those, you know, Leaving Neverland and this, is like, just don't let your child sleep with an adult. That's really weird. It's really weird that these parents are like, oh, you're 7? Sure, have sleepovers with Michael Jackson. I'll just stay down the hall.
Wait, they're talking about the other show.
Both, yeah.
Okay.
Both, in both cases, the parents are like, sure.
Michael's dope, though. I mean, sorry. I haven't seen Finding Neverland. I'll have a different opinion after I see it.
Michael Jackson was so cute when he was black.
I'm just, he didn't think so. He had fucking body dysmorphia.
I know. I mean, but all the Jacksons must have the same plastic surgeon because they all look fucking weird.
Yeah, they do. They look very weird. I don't know. Because I started listening to Thriller and everything one last time before I put it away, because once I watch Finding Neverland, I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
I mean, I put Man in the Mirror on my Instagram story last week when I was here, because Boogie was barking at himself in the mirror. When he sees his reflection, he gets real freaked out.
Yeah, for sure.
He thinks it's, you know, a confrontation.
A lot like you, actually. When you look in the mirror, I get freaked out.
It's bad news. What was I gonna, know Kyle Dunnigan?
Yes.
He does those face swaps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he did a Michael Jackson one that was so funny. He's like, I just want to address this HBO documentary that's so defamatory and all this. He was like, of course I fuck those kids.
Jesus. Look, I want to, before moving forward with this, because I will talk about Michael Jackson if you want to. But I went to his funeral.
No, you didn't. At the Staples Center?
Yeah, I did.
What?
I was at his fucking funeral, dude. I swear.
Well, how? Why?
Hang on 1 second. I got to put a charger on this real quick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was there. It was awesome.
Can I keep talking?
Yeah,
keep talking. So one of the things that, like, I think that makes it, like, R. Kelly different than Michael Jackson, like, R. Kelly was, like, into chicks for one, but like physically abusive, like would punch him and hit him and lock him up in rooms and shit. Michael Jackson, this is gonna sound fucked up, but I feel like he molested kids in like a loving way. That sounds so crazy.
It does, you know.
But it's like, I don't know. He was so fucked up. Like, he had no childhood.
There was like a handful of people who came forward and said they definitely did not. Were they discovering from?
Yeah, these two kids testified in the cases that he didn't, right? Because they didn't want to stop seeing Michael Jackson. This was their hero.
Of course.
Who's ever been more famous than Michael Jackson?
But wait a second. How old were they? 9, 7, 8?
One met him when he was 5.
Okay.
He like won a contest, and he was, so then between the ages of 7 and 14, he was.
Well, imagine
when he was 14. Michael tried to put it in his butt.
Nice. Imagine if you're like that young and you get to fuck your fucking hero. I mean, why would you stop? Right? Why would you?
Well, and it's
have you fucked a celebrity that you're like, oh shit, you're my hero?
No.
Imagine having that happen when you're like fucking 12 or 13.
No, like, I was thinking like, what if I was 12 and John Stamos was like, let me just finger your butthole? I'd be like,
for sure.
I'd be like, have mercy. So stupid. But it's also like,
I'm joking when I say that, obviously.
Yeah, if they say anything and then they don't, you know, their parents obviously aren't going to let them go back. Like, they're having the time of their lives. There's a fucking theme park there. You know what I mean? They're playing
a troubled kid.
They're playing video games all day. They've got a movie theater. They've got like the zoo.
Yeah, all I have to deal with is just a few fucking minutes of pain. No big deal.
Well, and it wasn't even like he only tried to butt fuck him once, and he stopped because
he came.
It hurt. It was a lot of like jerking off and like blowing each other, and
that's all right.
And they were just kind of like, you know, this is the price we have to pay to.
So,
you know, and also they're like, this, their dream was would to be a singer, dancer, and they're like, you know, if I
hook him up, you hook him,
yeah,
up. I guess that makes sense. I'm so glad he died before that shit, fuck, because imagine him now, he would have been like a fucking 70-year-old fucking guy getting like prosecuted for this shit now.
Yeah, I mean, he would be killed in prison.
He wouldn't go to prison. They'd send him to his Michael Jackson prison. They wouldn't,
yeah,
send him to prison. Like, I couldn't even
imagine. Is Cosby in prison? He's in, what happened?
Cosby's in, I don't know where he's
at. I think he's in prison, right?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I imagine they fucking send celebrities to a Club Med, except for rappers.
Hmm.
I think, like, all the other type of celebrities, I don't know if they really get the same treatment as civilians.
I think it depends what they did.
Yeah.
I think, like, rape is pretty. It's right. Not really like the country club.
So I would say when did he die? When did Michael Jackson die? Like 2009?
11, maybe?
2011. That sounds probably about right. 2011 sounds right.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't?
2000 and... All right, maybe 2011, what? Maybe 2010. I want to say 2010, 2009. I want to say 2009. That's just... From
okay, Michael Jackson.
Death, Michael Jackson.
I wonder about his kids, you know?
Blanket.
And Paris.
Hilton. Perez. When did he die?
He died because all these fucking news stories are coming up.
The same Michael Jackson's death.
2009.
Okay. So 2009, I had a buddy of mine who was flopping on my couch, right? He was just, I met him at another apartment I lived at. He was a really good friend. He didn't want to move back to the East Coast because his whole family was fucking out, like basically out. His sister is a big Michael Jackson fan, and there was a lottery. His sister. I'm a big Michael Jackson fan too, but I wasn't going to go as far as to enter a lottery. But there was a lottery to go to his funeral. They only had limited tickets, and you had to just submit them and blah blah blah.
I mean, just that alone is insane.
Yeah, it is insane. So. Here's the deal.
They said like a billion people watch his funeral.
Really?
Shit. That might be wrong. But it was a crazy number.
Yeah. It was insane.
Look at this fucking Staples Center.
I know. So his sister, my friend's sister, who's the guy on the couch's sister, submitted her email, another email she had, her third email she had, and then started submitting like all her siblings' emails as well. Turns out
to give herself a better chance, or like,
well, just to see, like, assuming that, oh, my brother goes, we're gonna go together, or I don't know what she was thought. I don't know what she thought, to be honest. So he gets picked.
That's nuts.
I know.
I mean, the amount of people who had to enter is insane.
Yes, exactly right. So he gets picked. And he gets this email, and he tells his sister, oh shit, he didn't even know he was entered. He's like,
what is this scam?
Exactly. And he told his sister said, yes, I entered you in, give me the tickets. And he goes, no, let's go together. And she goes, no, I want the tickets. I put your name in there. I did all the effort. I want the tickets. And he's like, well, we should at least go together. She goes, no, I want to go with my boyfriend or whatever.
What a bitch. Then you shouldn't have entered them.
It's too late. So it's done. The thing is that my friend, you had to go to Dodger Stadium to pick up the tickets. And you had to present the little fucking barcode pass that it comes in the email that you got to print out. So I was like, fuck, dude. I told him, what are you going to do? Obviously, you're the only one who has the fucking email. And he was like, I have to work that day. And I was like, what? And he was like, this is the only day you can pick him up. Like, there's no, like they're just so strict about it. So he's like, hey, dude, I'll give you $50 if you go and pick up the tickets for me. And I'm like, yes, I'll do that for you for sure. So we printed out the fucking barcode. There was a long line, like, for In-N-Out at a fucking, you know what I mean? Like, an In-N-Out line at Dodger Stadium. And there was, like, this little fucking ticket booth. And you just pull up with your car and you fucking show them the barcode and they give you tickets. I saw most people doing it. But what I didn't know is that what they did is that you show them the barcode. They put a wristband around your wrist right then and there. And say you have one guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, what the fuck? I looked at it and I was just like, dude, what the fuck? He goes, well, I guess you and I are going. And his sister was pissed. This dude who she barely knew. And she submitted the tickets.
I mean, she kind of deserves that because she should have been like, yeah, let's go together.
Yeah.
But for her to be like, no, they're for me. It's like, that's what you get.
Yeah, for real. And we had went and we were.
You should have just made a bunch of burner accounts, stupid.
I know. She should have. She probably wouldn't have gotten picked. I don't know. I don't know how they pick people, but whatever. I ended up going and I saw the whole deal. I was a huge, huge Michael Jackson fan when I was a kid.
I mean, the Staples Center seats how many?
Like 80, 90,000, 100,000.
That's so wild.
I wasn't that. I actually was pretty close.
Do you think it's like it's kind of fucked up to like televise a funeral and like have tickets?
You know what's fucked up? Well, they didn't sell them. No one. I don't think any of the tickets were sold. I don't think. I think they were just all because. Why would they say hey, tickets are on sale for Joe? It's like that's why they had the lottery. I think that they may have that or may have sold out right away. I have no idea. Honestly, now I'm.
It's really so about weird.
It is weird, but
it's, like if I. I don't know.
I have the program too. I have the old program.
Oh, you have to, yeah. Yeah,
and it's like the program, and it's like Michael Jackson. You start fucking thumbing through. It's like this awesome book. I mean, there's awesome
probably like lit-ass performances.
Oh, dude, I saw Usher, Stevie Wonder.
How long was the whole thing? The show?
I don't think he was in the coffin.
No?
I don't think so. They never opened it. Not like we needed to see his face or anything, you know? Probably all melted by now.
Funerals are so weird.
It is weird.
It's really weird, and the open casket thing is fucking bizarre.
So yeah, I think I don't know. They didn't open the casket, so led me to believe that he wasn't in there. I just assumed it. Then you had all the bottom row, and everybody was like celebs or family. You know what I mean? So we're like, what the fuck? Like it was such a trip. Just to see that and to be there. They weren't like, I don't remember them selling like concessions. You know what I mean?
Like, eating popcorn like that gif of him. Yeah,
no. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm really just glad that.
Hey, go get me two hot dogs before they bring out the body. Like, what?
Yeah, yo, give me a soft pretzel with cheese. You know, I don't know. I was just thinking like, you know, it was a little bit. What is a surreal thing? So, I mean, when you talk shit about fucking MJ, I get a little, you know, I was a big fan.
It's like you knew him. I mean, he was obviously insanely talented and super fucked up. You know, I feel I have way more sympathy for him than I do for, like, R. Kelly, even though R. Kelly was abused and molested, too. Yeah,
his comes from a different place. It comes from, like, some dominance fucking abuse.
Yeah.
Although Michael Jackson's does come from abuse, it was probably because of a lack of childhood.
Totally. 100%.
He wanted to preserve, and he was beaten by his dad, and, you know.
Well, he probably... Well, you know, when you're abused like that at a young age, you kind of, your brain and whatever, like, stops developing.
Totally.
And so he probably saw himself as a kid, which isn't like, well, sure, diddle children because you think you're a kid, like, right, obviously. Right. But it just, I feel there's like a real sadness to it. And he was just so lonely.
He was singing like full blown in a band by like 7 or 9 or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
His dad's like making him fuck bitches in the hotel rooms when he's like 12 and shit. Yeah, and yeah,
totally. It's weird. And I get that.
And I feel like he did really care about people and want to help people.
Yeah.
But he also wanted to fuck kids, and that's not cool.
It's definitely not cool. You know, I wonder when it's, did it start with Macaulay Culkin? Did he want to come on?
Macaulay came in later. Yeah. Wade Robson was one of the first ones.
Okay, so they interview all of the people?
The two people it focuses on are Wade Robson and this guy Jimmy.
They both opened a case against him, right? And then they settled out or something? Or
no? No. So what happened was there was this kid, Jordy, who kind of came into the mix when they were like maybe 12 or 11, and he was like the new favorite. Like Michael would have favorites, and you know, then the kids are jealous. They're like, that used to be me. I'm Michael's best friend, you know? Like they would spend, so this kid, Jordy, Michael would have him sleep over, or Michael would go sleep at his house, like at his parents' house. Jesus. For like the driver said he dropped him off like 30 nights in a row to sleep with this kid.
Jesus.
So I think Jordy was the one who first made accusations. Oh, I think there had been accusations before that, maybe. Like there had been some whispers, maybe nothing formal. But they're like, it's weird that he has kids sleep in the bed and he's always holding hands with these kids out in public and whatever. But so Jordy, I guess, came forward, and the two other kids from the documentary who were also being molested denied it to the police, denied it to their parents.
You don't watch this shit.
They were, you know, denied it in court. So that's why years later, when Rob was in like his 20s and he did come out about it, because he had been lying to his family, his wife didn't know, he had a kid, I mean, and yeah. And the other guy too, both of them were so fucked up because of it, but they didn't think that's why they're fucked up, really.
That's shitty.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a Stockholm syndrome kind of thing where, because they were like, even though I knew it was wrong, they're like, I still loved him. He was still my hero. He's my mentor. Right, right. You know, he basically, oh my God. I mean, it was like almost like he was the dad, because Wade was living in Australia when he met him, and his mom moved Wade and his sister to the United States when he was seven, I think, and left her other son with and the dad back in Australia.
That's weird.
And then
that's weird to begin with. I mean,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
And the dad that it fucked up the dad, like their family was broken.
Sure.
And the dad like was bipolar and started having all sorts of issues.
At what point does abuse? This sounds crazy, but at what point does abuse become beneficial? Like when
Michael Jackson buys you a house?
No, yeah, but I mean, but even Michael Jackson was abused.
Right.
But he turned that abuse into this crazy fucking. He's like people who, you know what I mean? Like he was successful, you know. I don't know. It's just crazy to see that kind of like, you know, that kind of abuse. And how does that play into someone's success in something, you know? Cause you know, people like, you know, Jim Jeffries talks about how he was abused too, but maybe if his mom abused him a little more, he'd be a bigger comic. I don't know.
Maybe Eddie should have been abused.
Great point. Eddie was not abused. Came from a loving family.
He's garbage.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy to think that. I mean, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I say that jokingly and half serious because it's just like, oh shit. Like the harder you're like, if you hear a lot of these stories about how fucking like, so a lot of your heroes and a lot of the dope people out there were abused. I'm not saying that they like, it's a common, but I'm just saying, I don't know if it goes hand in hand.
It gives you that drive.
I don't know. I don't know what it does, but
I mean, it's worked out pretty well for some people. For
some people.
Some of the crazy parts of the documentary is like the moms are talking about, you know, the relationship with Michael from the beginning. Cause they were like, he was like part of the family.
Yeah.
And they still like talk about him with this like reverence and awe, and like you can see them smiling and remembering the good times. But then once it gets to, you know, but then one of the moms said, and this made me so mad.
I do it again.
She said, I don't know what, you know, if, you know, to do it over. She's like, I don't know what else I could have done. I was like, what? You were letting your kid sleep with an adult for years. You also left half your family. The husband ended up killing himself.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. You have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch. I definitely need to watch it.
And it's also upsetting because Wade still has like a soul patch in 2019. It's just like, what do we... I understand you were abused, but there's no excuse for soul. And I love Wade because he was in one of my favorite movies of all time, You Got Served.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I believe he hosted The Big Bounce with Lala.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of any of those shows. But
you never saw You Got Served?
Never. What is that?
With like...
Is that You Got Mail with Tom Hanks?
Yeah. And, it's the sequel. You Got Served is that like... It was like a dance battle movie with like half of B2K was in it.
Oh, no. The one I saw was Bring It On.
Bring It On. Are you thinking of Step Up? Oh.
The cheerleading one. Oh yeah, no, it's not Step Up. There's this cheerleading one with Kirsten Dunst.
Oh yeah, Brr, it's cold in here.
Elijah Dushku was one of them. Who else was?
Is it Dushku?
I don't know.
That would be horrible if that's how you say it.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't make it up, but that's how I've been saying it. Gabrielle Union was in it, possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway,
and they had like 14 sequels, like the Air Bud of cheerleading movies.
For sure, but like only the first one I saw.
Yeah, the rest were like straight to Fox Family or whatever.
Completely straight to fucking, hey, booger, you can't jump, bro.
As much as you may want to.
We all do.
I get it.
Yeah, nice. You listen to music or you only watch TV shows?
Music.
Any new stuff that's out there that you want to like shout out?
I don't think I'm listening to anything new. I was very into the Masked Singer.
Oh my god, Jesus. More TV. Is that all you do, is just watch TV all day?
Pretty much.
Jealous.
You know, anyone who's like has a good voice and will sing Chandelier will make me cry. Sometimes I'll just put Andrea Bocelli on repeat and cry myself to sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I've been liking, I like just, there's a couple songs that put me in a good mood. And they're not new songs because it's, one's George Michael. And the other is Culture Club.
Okay.
But if I hear Karma Chameleon,
I'll tumble for you. No, Karma Chameleon, are you shitting
me? That puts me in a good fucking mood.
Oh my
God. I love that song. And then a little,
No, that song is...
I love it.
It's, look, I'm not denying that it's not good. All I'm saying is that you gotta...
Like, if I just hear those first couple notes, I'm just like, I can't help but just like, yes.
No, dude. Have you even fucked with Culture Club?
No.
You just know Karma Chameleon.
And I love it. I don't even want to listen to anything else because it makes me so happy.
Dude, they have so many good songs, dude. I'm not even kidding. They have so much.
A little Freedom.
George Michael.
Yep, I listen to Freedom in the shower a lot.
Nice. I can't believe. All right, I'm gonna play another song from Culture Club.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
And it's gonna put you in a fucking.
Do you see how happy I am right now just thinking about it,
dude? I saw it. here it is.
Boy George is on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This just sounds like something they play on the speakers at like a pool in Florida.
Fucking, it's dank. Anyway, they're good. They're good. They're good shit. I mean, I'm glad that you're finding out the greats of the 80s.
Yeah. 100 years later. Yeah, what happened with Boy George? Was it like he didn't he like tie some like a hooker to a radiator or something? Hey. That is rude.
Just don't pee on my shit, bro. Yeah, 80s, I can go deep on 80s because like 80s were such an eclectic, it was such an eclectic year. I mean, I was fucking a munchkin and I didn't get it.
I was born in 89.
Yeah, I was born in 82. So I was still kind of like very much a little kid when all this shit was happening. Although I knew about, but there was like so much stuff. Like you had fucking hardcore rap coming up and you had fucking 80s hair bands to fucking Prince to Culture Club to Wham. You know, there's just so much shit. It's really hard to
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
They had a lot of good stuff in R&B, a lot of good dance stuff, a lot of the fuck. Like I said, dude, there's just so much good shit. And I go back and listen to it, and I've played it out already because it's just, you know, but I'm looking forward to the future.
I mean, my Spotify playlist is like, it's a weird place. Why? So there's just a lot going on there that doesn't go together. So when I just put it on shuffle usually, but if you're in a certain mood, you have to really do a lot of skipping to find what you're.
I see.
What you're looking
for. Do you create very specific playlists?
I have a couple. I have one. Of songs my prison boo sent me.
Oh, okay.
I have one called... I have two other ones. One is called Cry Baby.
Uh-huh.
And that's just songs that, like, I listen to when I'm sad, like Yellow. Jesus
Christ. I actually have, like...
Here, you, me.
So I do make playlists because I...
And I have one called Stop Crying. So I have one to encourage crying and one to.
So there's a few of them. I have Carmageddon,
which it's just, is it's just Karma Chameleon over and over.
It's fucking songs for like when you're playing in the car for the fucking traffic. Mm. We have China Trap.
China Trap.
Yeah,
that's my nickname in high school.
We have Mellow Yellow. Has a lot of
and just Coldplay.
Mr. Softy. See, there's a lot of Softy. There's a lot of. Like a little, Jesus Christ, this is really bad. Oh, so yeah, I do have a lot. I have Ratchet. I have a bunch of Ratchet.
Nice.
So, yeah, so some good stuff, you know. Salsa Shark.
Salsa Shark?
Yeah, there's nothing but salsa music on it. So Twerk Out is another one. And 80s, and then it's not 80s like 80. It's 80s. It has a bunch of 80s stuff on it.
Well, then I have like... I have some like, you know, like just like all out 2000s, like ones that I didn't create.
Here's a little 80s gem right here. So little 80s gem. It's been a long time. This is called Saturday Love. Oh shit. Here it comes. For all the 9-to-5ers out there. So that's pretty hot.
My Stop Crying playlist has one song, and it's just Listen from Dreamgirls.
Oh, my God. I want you to play some music from a random playlist.
Okay.
I'll play another one from my Mr. Softy.
I have Constantine is on my Crybaby playlist.
What? So here's off of my Mr. Softy. Mr. Softy, this is Tame Impala. That was Tame Impala. The less I know, the better. I'm pretty sure you guys already know this, but this is off of my Mr. Softy. Okay, okay.
I like the part where Andrea Bocelli comes in. Ooh, this part is so good. And it also reminds me of Step Brothers, but... Like, growing up, my dad was not that into music. He would listen to the Beatles or this Andrea Bocelli CD.
Wow. He's gay.
Oh, my God. This is shameful, but... I can't let it go. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
That's so good. And, like, honestly... World's Greatest is like so fucking inspirational.
Yeah. What playlist is that on of yours?
It's not on any. I'm about to add it.
Add that shit.
It's like you can do a lot of bad stuff and still make really great inspirational music.
So true.
Like they would play this at like kindergarten graduations, all graduations. Let's see. Let me see some other.
It's so the thing is, what's crazy about the new age of music right now is that there's so much stuff happening that literally I'll make a playlist and I'll look at some of the playlists and they're out of date already. Like I have some stuff with like Drake and all this stuff that like Drake literally dropped an album like 4 or 5 months ago and this shit is old as fuck. Like how the fuck is that happening? Like this shit that's going on with the internet right now is ridiculous. They need to really stop producing so much fucking music because it reaches everybody all at once. It's not just, oh, you haven't heard that yet? That's been out for a month. You're like, oh yeah, everyone can have access to it at the same time.
Okay, like try to even be in a bad mood. Boogie's loving it.
No, he doesn't. No, he's not. Boogie is not loving it. Show him. Tell him, Boogie. Boogie's not loving it. You don't give a shit. Boogie don't give a fuck right now. Right, Boogs?
This is Boogie's favorite song.
You're whack.
Okay, here's something that I want to talk about. But yeah, like just like scrolling through, it's like
this is so.
It's like Big Boy, Life Jennings, George Michael.
I have one called Class Play.
Class Play.
That's so dumb. Wow. Dang, I have such a weird taste in music. It's very eclectic, guys. I just want to throw it out there. It's not a one-trick pony kind of deal.
Here's my theme song.
I thought that I knew real love. listening to it.
The song is so good.
Wait for the drop, y'all. And drop. Oh, look at this one. Remember this song? No. All up in my face, you're not from the clique. Right, booger? This is YG.
I wanted to ask you if, speaking of shows, which we talked about 6 hours ago, True Detective?
Yes. The new season?
Yes.
You're into it?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Is
it done yet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can watch it now.
I was into it in like an obsessive way where I would rewatch episodes and take notes.
Wait. Season one or season three?
Three.
Okay, cool.
I love season one.
Season one's amazing, right?
I want to rewatch season one because it's been a while. I skipped season two because I heard it was terrible.
Of course.
Went back, watched season two. No idea what was going on.
Terrible.
Horrible. Not interesting. I got through every episode. I started the last episode of season two and I was like, I just don't give a fuck. And I didn't finish it because I'm like, I'm not invested. It had such a good cast.
Did it? Colin Farrell?
I love Taylor Kitsch.
Is that his character's name?
No, he's the guy. He was in Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And he also played...
Colin Farrell is like a disgrace. Sorry.
Well, Vince Vaughn was in it. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, okay.
But Taylor Kitsch, I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but he was also... he played the cult leader in Waco.
Okay.
What about the Ted Bundy thing? Do you watch that?
I have probably about like...
I don't think he's that good looking.
Everyone's
like, Ted Bundy was so hot.
I heard he was really charming.
He had a unibrow that was distracting.
In real life?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like, yeah, I think that guys can get away with not being like super hot. I think they have like a lot rests on their personality.
I think Lee Harvey Oswald was fucking hot. I'm attracted to him.
What I do want to say is that I have about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day that I could probably dedicate to like shows, and it's usually at the end of the night. It's either early in the morning or at the end of the night.
I would say put all your eggs in the True Detective basket.
On some random shit.
So good. So fucking good.
On some random shit. I mean, humble brag, but I met Herschel Ali.
Really?
And
he's amazing.
I recorded him, but for an interview we did for Vox, and it was for the True Detective junket.
Dude,
it was fucking.
He is fucking incredible.
He is an amazing actor. He told his whole story. If you want to listen to it, go to I Think You're Interesting and listen to it. I swear, it's such a fucking great episode.
I'm like, blown away by him.
Like his. Energy and his persona. I don't even know what to say. I want to fuck him. Like,
well, and what's impressive for True Detective? It's like it has a because like season one they had a certain format, and season two they totally abandoned it.
Oh yeah.
And season three they're back to it, where it's
young old,
mm-hmm. and there's at least three or four different time periods. And he plays, you know, when he plays like a 70-year-old, like it's so good. And also I always think like, God, how fucking long did he have to sit in the makeup chair for this? But he
talks about how he got the role, how he got, like, you have to listen to that interview. It's so good.
Like, he is wildly talented
and he is wildly charismatic. Like, you meet him in a room and he's just like
I want him to have the world. He deserves it.
Yeah, he was from a school of acting, and he talked about his whole story, how he became an actor, and what was his first break.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's such a fucking, like, you know what, the dude who, because right now, he's an Academy Award winning actor.
Was it Green Book? I never saw it. Is that what he won, was in?
No.
What was he in?
Moonlight.
What, didn't he just get an award? Wasn't he just in something?
Yeah, Green Book.
He was in Green Book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't win his first Academy Award with that. I think it was Moonlight. That,
oh, okay. That I didn't see. I never see anything that's nominated.
I gave him his. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I heard it was good, but it was just like whatever. I don't know. Maybe it might not ring like a hit for everybody.
It's always downers that are like.
Yeah, I saw him first in House of Cards.
Really?
Did you see House of Cards?
I only watched the first season, maybe part of the second.
So he was actually, I think, in the first season.
I heard the last season of that was complete trash.
I watched a few episodes of it, and I just stopped.
Yeah.
But yeah, he like the dude is talented. He's gifted, and he works really hard at his talent. And a dude who by all means can not treat people like shit, but I mean, he can walk in and just like. Demand shit, but the dude's super humble, super nice, looks you in the eye, and remembers your fucking name.
Isn't that...
There's something about so that trifle.
Yeah, go ahead. I just, like, when I meet people who are, like, pretty famous or whatever, have big followings, you know, I'm always surprised when they look you in the eye and they remember your name and they're totally. Nice to you. And it's like, yeah, they're just regular people, but I'm like... It means a lot, you know?
Yeah. Literally, how it went down is that they usually rent a whole floor. Like, HBO does this, and, like, any type of production company that's promoting, like, a movie, they'll go to, like, the Beverly Hilton or the Four Seasons, and they'll just rent out a whole floor, right? Rent out the whole floor, and then every single room is, like you get sent to a room. You're in room 101, and then they take the beds out, they take everything out, and all you have is tables, and you can do your interviews there. They do that for the whole...
That's so much work.
Well, I don't have to do it.
I know, but just thinking about it, like, gives me anxiety.
The hotel staff probably does it. Yeah, there's probably...
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It is what it is. So, you go into these rooms, right? And they set us up at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. And you walk in, and they have, like, this little, like, meeting area where they have the most amazing spread of fucking food that no one's eating. And it's so fucking... It's, like, really fucking, like, depressing. Like, I went there early knowing that was going to be a lit buffet. And it was. And I was the only one fucking eating. I felt like such a... Like, I always feel like a fucking pig. But more so, I'm just like, fuck,
dude. I used to go to the Four Seasons all the time.
You used to go to there? Mm-hmm. The one right there on Doheny?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
To the restaurant.
Yeah, in the lobby.
Yeah, I like their little outdoor seating area with those, you know... Yeah. We used to go there when I worked for... with Brian, Mr. Fire Festival.
Speaking of which, you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Not the Hulu one, just the Netflix one. But we would go there a lot, take people there for meetings.
Wait, you have not seen the Netflix one?
No, I have. I haven't seen the Hulu one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Hulu one's kind of whack.
But watching it, it was like, it reminded me so much of the podcast company where Frank Harper and I and Waz and we all worked.
Yeah.
Because Brian was like very Billy McFarlane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And there would be, you know, there was that scene where they're like, oh, yeah, it became a running joke every Friday. Like, well, did you get paid? Did you get paid? How much? That happened to us.
Yeah.
And then we also had the fun part, like, whose check bounced? Because, like, half our checks would bounce.
Wow. Well, it was problematic from the get-go, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. I'm, like, scrolling through my pictures saying, like, when did we record Mahershala Ali? And... Here, dude, here's some photos. Like, I snuck some in, but we're at the hotels.
Oh, recording. Nice.
Very nice guy. But there is... Chris did the sound on it. You know that, right?
Oh.
True Detective?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's like... I stole the pamphlet. Sorry.
That's so dope.
They have like the... Like, it's like HBO has like this thing where they show you all, like, you know.
I think I would be starstruck by him. And I wouldn't... There's not a lot of people that I would be starstruck by. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking dope, dude. He's such a fucking dope motherfucker. Yeah, Chris Terhune did the sound on that shit.
That's amazing.
Keeping it crispy, yeah. He's
killing it. Has been for a while.
Yeah, he has been. He hasn't won any awards yet, but hopefully something might go down with this one. Because the way it sounds like a very special True Detective. And it goes heads up with season one. I hear it's close, but season one still wins because...
Oh, really?
That's what a lot of people tell me.
I'll be honest, didn't love the finale.
Season one?
Three.
Okay, fair enough.
But also all the other ones I thought were just so good, so my expectations were pretty high.
Right.
But...
So, speaking of finales, I'm part of a lot of random media, television, TV, you know, movie, fucking podcasts. a few times they entered, someone talked about The Sopranos, just because it's such a cornerstone of how we view, like, I'm not saying if we don't have Sopranos now, then we wouldn't have True Detective now, but it created the format, right? Sopranos. It was so funny because Cheech talked about this, he hit on this a little bit, where they don't know how to end episodes. Like, you know how now there's a format where you kind of end on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But Sopranos was like one of the first TV shows are the shows to do that shit. So they kind of end really, like, I've noticed all their shows end weird. They end with like Tony Soprano eating cereal at the end of the episodes or something. You know what I mean?
Well, like, don't they have like notoriously one of the most like disappointing finales ever?
Exactly. The finale got spoiled for me because everyone says, well, yeah, everyone had it. Seen Sopranos, right?
Right. And then blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So I've got
the limit on spoilers is
I got the finale. I got it spoiled a few times, but I refused.
I think I've heard it, but I don't remember it and I don't want to know.
Exactly. I heard it and it was weird how I just was like, oh, that's not my show. That's not the show I'm watching. It's like something else. But you know, I know when it comes time, I'll get it. You know what I mean? But Sopranos really did change everything. And now it's like, when you see these great finales, like season one, True Detective, holy shit, that finale delivered. You know what I mean?
I need to watch it again.
It was amazing. You know, when he fights the fucking ghosts at the end and all that shit, and the fucking, or not fights the ghosts, fights the guy at the end.
That was so long ago.
Oh, so good. It's just like, that's the shit you want to see when you see like a great series like Jinx or something, and you see that.
I keep telling my brother and my dad to watch it. Dude, how about fucking HBO has a new show coming out from Serial.
I saw that.
That starts Sunday.
Jesus, dude. All right. And me and Cheech talked about this, and I want to know your take on this. Netflix versus HBO. I say Netflix is kind of just like,
as far as original content?
Yes, as far as original content only. That's what we're basing it off of. And no movies, strictly series. So, like, because HBO doesn't really produce their own movies.
Right.
They only have the original series. And there's so much stuff from Netflix, but it's like, it's always hit or miss. And sometimes
there's a lot of misses.
There's a lot of misses, but HBO just fucking kills.
Like, HBO, I don't think anything compares. Like, they have so many of the top-rated shows.
High
like,
quality.
Well, it's like, you think HBO, you're like, okay, The Sopranos, The Wire, Game of Thrones. So many other ones. But, I mean, those are, like, well, yeah, some of the legend, you know, Six Feet Under.
Sex in the City. Yeah, totally.
I mean, so, Entourage.
Yeah, definitely.
Eastbound and Down.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jeez.
And are you including documentaries?
Well, yeah, any type of docuseries. Like, it's
The Jinx was so fucking good.
Defiant Ones is considered a series.
Oh my god!
I know
that changed. I feel like that changed my life.
It did. It did change my life. Like, I honestly, I saw that shit because like it released on the app before the channel. So my friend was watching them on the HBO channel like an idiot. They released them all. They released them all in one night for the app, and I watched it. And it came out at midnight, and I watched it till like 5 a.m. Like, that's how fucking obsessive I was over this shit. But Defiant Ones changed me for sure.
That was so fucking good. That was so good.
Yeah, Silicon Valley or whatever.
I'm opening it. I want to go through some of the series. It's like it's fucking insane how much they've done.
Fire, True Detective, obviously. Yeah, they have such good fucking series. Like, that's the whole thing.
Big Little Lies, I really like. I'm excited for that to come back.
Dude, yeah.
Did you watch Barry?
No, I heard it was really good, though.
I liked it.
Yeah?
Boardwalk Empire.
Dang.
The Comeback. People love The Comeback. I never saw it.
Yeah, me either. Westworld, Insecure.
Oh, I love Insecure.
So fucking good, dude. Ballers, which is debatable. Silicon Valley. Ooh, Sharp Objects. Veep. Last Week Tonight. The Deuce. I heard was really good. I never checked it out. Crashing. They actually.
Girls.
Yeah, Girls. Vice. They picked up that show, Vice.
You do High Maintenance?
I couldn't fuck with it. I watched it and it was whack. It was like, you guys are too late. You guys can't do a weed delivery service guy. It's just, you can't. It's not edgy enough.
I was going to say Weeds. That's Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime needs to combine forces. And we talked about this in the last episode.
Were you into the Newsroom?
Yes.
My dad loves the Newsroom. He talks about it all the time.
I only saw the first season, though, and I left it. So, anyway. They do a lot of fucking dope shit, dude. And the high quality fucking shows, low quantity, unfortunately. But, like, Netflix just puts out some fucking, here's a bunch of shows no one's heard of. True Blood. Dang, True Blood.
I mean, even if you take Westworld, yeah. Even if you take, like, even if you just said, like, The Wire and The Sopranos, even just The Wire, I feel like that just still wins over the Netflix stuff.
Yeah, and they haven't really put something out.
They're quality over quantity, and Netflix isn't.
Yeah, it's quantity over quality.
Yeah.
They're just trying to hit a lot of markets. They're just trying to buy, they're just whatever. Granted, I know their movie stuff is just interesting because it's like, you know, Roma won, like, all these awards, and it wasn't a theatrical release. I thought that you needed to be theatrical in order for it to be.
I sort of did, too.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, you went straight to fucking streaming, and all of a sudden you're fucking, you know, all of a sudden you're winning awards. Like, how does that work? Like, who'd you have to fuck to fucking make that happen? You know what I mean? You hear that there's big people like Steven Spielberg boycotting Netflix and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Did you watch You?
No.
I saw Chris D'Elia is going to be in the new season.
I heard. That guy's fucking talentless. I talked about him in the last episode.
Chris D'Elia?
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand on him. I've never been like crazy about him, but
I mean,
like, people were like losing their minds over his Eminem shit, and I wasn't that impressed with that.
The only thing he has is he has the ability to see life through his fucking privilege.
He has the ability to crush puss,
and yeah, and he fucking,
yeah, he's got he comes from an industry family.
Yeah, he does, and he's like swagged out, and he's has his ability to have an incredible charisma, but his jokes are not that funny. I think it's more about how he says them,
yeah,
and about how his presence is on stage is more of a testament to like how good of a comic he is, not the actual content of his jokes. Like, you couldn't, like, he had something funny when Chris and I went to go see him at a fucking the Comedy Store, because he was on Rogan's bill, the one it was him and Theo Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I just thought, like, I didn't know I had white privilege. I just thought like life was easy and that's how everyone did it. It's not my fault. And I'm like, true, but it's still douchey. You know what I mean? I don't know where, I'm sure he's like, he has a great way of like capturing people's attention on stage, but I don't think it can really translate to anything other than just that one character he plays. Like, he could just play different versions of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How does it feel to be talking on a mic again?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of good stuff happening with the show, and we're having some fun. It's easier when it's just me and Cheech. We don't have to, like, record on Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
We record on any days that we want, really.
You don't have me dragging you down.
What are you doing, bro?
Boogie is such a fucking psycho.
Yeah, he is. That's all right.
Do you know what you're changing the name to? Or are you still tossing around ideas?
Average Dudes, Heavy Doses. No. Average Dudes, Hetero Dilemma. So, we'll see. We'll fuck you up, Boogie. All right.
Boogie, come here.
Hey.
Come here.
Go over there,
punk. You want to go in your kennel, you little retard?
Anyway. Well, Katie, where can they find you online if they want to get a hold of you?
Well, I'm sure they don't, but if they would like to, nothing's changed. It's at Katie Trinilia, like
Sir Niglia. Dude, your fucking Instagram's blowing up, right? We have like 15,000 followers now.
Oh yeah, so many followers.
Oh, I don't know. That was another Katie, probably.
That's definitely not me. Come here.
All right. Anyway, all right. Well, it was good fucking chatting. You know.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being the ringer. Because next week, I don't know what I'm gonna do. She's just gone for another week.
Oh so. Man.
Do you think of anything else? Maybe we can
see it. Well, maybe I'll plow through The Sopranos.
You can catch up pretty easy, considering you have a little bit more time to watch TV than I do.
I sure do.
It's fucking great. Like,
ow!
Season one Katie is going to fuck your mind. It's going to be like...
I'm going to kill this fucking dog. You know, bit my boob. Yeah!